Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this
Father and the Son. sermon for this day of Pentecost, I want to welcome our organist, Matthew Bunn, who is with us this morning, and we are very glad to have you with us this morning, Matthew. And we also want to welcome our summer vicar, Samuel Obligants, who is studying for the Holy Ministry in our sister church in Germany, the Independent Evangelical Lutheran Church. And Vicar Samuel will be with us for a number of weeks before he returns to the seminary in Oberursel. We welcome you, Samuel, and are happy you are here. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We celebrate today the great festival of Pentecost, which together with Christmas and Easter is one of the three great festivals of the Christian year. The word Pentecost means 50th, and it was on this 50th day after Jesus' resurrection that he sent down the Holy Spirit on the apostles, giving them boldness to proclaim to people of many nations the good news of the Lord's saving death and resurrection. On that first day of Pentecost so long ago, the coming of the Holy Spirit was shown by the sound of a rushing mighty wind which filled the house where the apostles were gathered, and also by tongues of fire distributed and resting on each of them. But on this feast of Pentecost, in the year of our Lord 2020, we are painfully aware of another kind of fire which for several days now has plagued many of our nation's great cities. It is almost impossible to say anything about these events without being in some way misunderstood. And why is that so? It's because these events uncover terrible wounds in the life of our nation, which never have been and in fact are far from being healed. But this much must be said. God has revealed that every human being is made in his image. Yes, that every human being exists because God has willed it so, that it was for every human being that God's Son came into this world, suffered death on the cross, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, taking the humanity that is yours and mine and that of every human being into the life of God. And because of all of this, every human being is therefore precious in God's sight. Every human being exists because God has willed it so. That is a large reality, a large truth to grasp, but it is the truth. And so whatever diminishes the dignity of human beings, whatever wantonly harms them in any way, is contradiction of God the Father, the Creator, of God the Son who took on himself our humanity, and of God the Holy Spirit who is both the Lord and the giver of life, who with the Father and the Son calls all things out of nothingness into being. God is never in any way responsible for the devastation we see in the world. It is, in fact, the foolish and willful hearts of fallen human beings. There come to mind some words of St. Stephen, the first martyr, who not long after the first Pentecost said to the high priest and his council, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you." And who can doubt that these troubles reveal the truth of some words of the ancient hymn to the Holy Spirit, the hymn sung just before the Gospel this morning, the hymn which has words which are the only hymn verse quoted in our church's principal confession of faith, the Augsburg Confession. And in that hymn to the Holy Spirit, the words literally mean this: speaking to the Holy Spirit, "Without your power, there is nothing in human beings, nothing harmless," or as it is more poetically translated, "Where thou art not, man hath naught, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill." And so, on this Pentecost too, we are all called to repentance, as were the thousands in Jerusalem on that first day of Pentecost. St. Peter, having proclaimed Jesus' saving death and resurrection, says to the crowds, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." You and I have already received the Holy Spirit in holy baptism, but we are called every day to return to that gift of baptism through repentance for all our sins, also those sins of despising any one of our human beings who have been called into existence by the great Creator Spirit, the giver of life. That first day of Pentecost was marked by four miracles. First, the sound which came from heaven, like that of a rushing mighty wind, filling all the house where the apostles were gathered. Second, the appearance of something like tongues of fire, distributed and resting on each of them. Third, that the people gathered in Jerusalem heard the apostles' language, each in their own language. And fourth, that in response to the preaching of the apostles, 3,000 people were baptized, confessing their sins, placing all their trust in Jesus. And that is the miracle of faith. The miracle of faith worked in them and in you and in me through the Holy Spirit. And through that simple faith in Jesus, the many sinners are not only restored to unity with God, but also to unity with one another. We heard this morning in the first lesson the story of the Tower of Babel. The Holy Spirit's descent at Pentecost reverses the effect of the Tower of Babel when God judged the pride and the foolishness of human beings. As is said in the Greek liturgy for this day, when the Most High came down and confused the tongues, the nations were divided. But when he distributed the tongues of fire, he called all people into unity. Therefore, with one voice, we glorify the All Holy Spirit. And so the truth of the matter is this. Divided human beings find their unity as each kneels in repentance before the crucified Jesus, receives from Jesus pardon of all sin, and is drawn out of isolation into the unity of Jesus' one holy church, just as the Lord Jesus had said before he suffered and was risen. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people unto me. To be sure, the unity of Jesus' one holy church remains a hidden unity in this present age, because the unbelieving world, our own sinful human nature, and the devil and his minions attack that unity. We think of the words of Dr. Luther's co-worker, Philip Melanchthon, in his hymn for St. Michael's Day. Melanchthon says of Satan, "It always is his aim and pride the Christian people to divide. Only on that last and great day, when the risen and ascended Lord appears in glory, will the unity of his one holy church become visible to the whole creation. Until then, we continue to live in repentance and in faith, and we pray with the church of all the ages, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people, and kindle in us the fire of your love. You that through many languages gather together the nations in the unity of the faith. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen." In our prayers on this Lord's Day of Pentecost, we pray for all who are suffering in this time of the pandemic. We also pray for peace among the nations of the world and indeed in our own nation. Let us stand and pray for the church and for the world. Blessed Holy Spirit, proceeding from the Father and the Son, we give you thanks that on this day of Pentecost you came down upon the chosen disciples to give light and strength for their witness to the Savior. And we pray that you would kindle in us and all the Christian people the same fire of your love, that we may both know the Savior of the world to be our Savior, and also make him known to the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Remember in mercy all the pastors of your church, that they may be faithful ministers of your holy word and sacraments, and grant that with meek heart and due reverence, we and all the Christian people may hear and receive your holy word, truly serving you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
And as you once brooded over the waters of creation, So come now upon the troubled world, that your gift of peace may be received throughout the earth. Remember our president and all who are in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy. And as you are the comforter of the forsaken and the distressed, bind up all broken and wounded hearts and visit them with your consolation. Have mercy on those who are sick or in any trouble, especially all those for whom our prayers are desired. Lord, in your mercy. We also remember before you all who have gone before us with the sign of faith and are at rest in the sleep of peace. And we pray that since you are both the Lord and the giver of life, you would bring us together with them to a joyful resurrection and the life of the world to come. Lord, in your mercy. And to you, O Holy Spirit, together with the Father and the Son, be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We join in singing hymn 768.